Japan. We had progressed from there, and so I'd started doing some thinking. Of course, this is a list that could go on and on, which it should, of what we have in our hand. I started to think, what all kinds of things do we have in our hand? Or, if you prefer, what kind of things do we have in our sling? David's sling. What kind of weapons do we have? So I just started to write a list. And it's turned into much more than I had planned, and I hadn't planned on teaching it. I just planned on passing it out. But it all starts with the Exodus 4, verse 1. So this is Moses. As I've said before, such an amazing character in the Bible. Such a complicated personality. And there's so many differences that are portrayed when you're describing Moses, because Stephen calls him, was speaking of him as being very eloquent, mighty in speech, yet he tells God he's a stutterer and he can't speak. Just different aspects of his life and his character are just amazing. The fact that he was never a slave. So he didn't know what it was like to grow up under the whip. I'm not sure how much he saw of that or how much contact he had with his family. Because very obviously when he goes back there, Aaron recognizes him, so they know each other. But this man feels that call from God at a very young age. And he just assumes everybody knows that he's called to be the deliverer of Israel. And so he kills the Egyptian, and then he ends up fleeing into the wilderness and becoming a shepherd. His life split up in 40-year segments, 40-year segments. And so this is when he's approaching 80 years old, and when he has this experience with the burning bush. I'm going to read chapter 4, verse 1. And Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee." Good night, I feel the Holy Ghost. And the Lord said unto him, "What is that in thine hand?" And he said, "A rod." He said, "Cast it on the ground." And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Put forth thine hand and take it by the tail." And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That's an act of faith right there. Whew. That would test every bit of my faith. Oh, I hate snakes. What was the reason, though? That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. So he does something interesting here, and he says, verse 6, "And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom." He put his hand into his bosom. When he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. He didn't have the rod in his hand. Take note of that. And he said, "Put thine hand into thy bosom again." And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. The voice of the latter sign. And we go on, and this is where he tells the Lord that he's slow of speech. He has a slow tongue. That's verse 10. So this is a rod at this point. Moses is a shepherd. My family didn't have anything to say to my parents, but I'm fixing to. Moses has a rod in his hand. Moses is a shepherd with the prophetic anointing inside him. So he has a choice, Pastor Glover. If he wants to continue being a shepherd, or if he wants to accept that call to step into the prophetic. I hope you're perceiving what I'm saying here. Moses is a shepherd with a prophetic anointing, a prophet. But right now, it's his shepherd's staff in his hand. Verse 20, Moses makes his decision that he's going to step into that prophetic anointing. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. Read that. The rod of God. See, this little thing switched from being a shepherd's staff to the rod of God. When at 80 years old, Moses stepped into the ministry that God had called and gifted him with, that he had felt when he was a young man. And he had been a shepherd of these sheep with a deliverer's anointing, with prophetic anointing, Pastor Glover. Who here knows Pastor Glover has a prophetic anointing on him? The prophetic utterances at least operate in this church more than any church I've ever been in. Moses was a shepherd, but God had a deeper dimension of ministry for him. Kind of hard for me because I'm speaking to my dad right now. Who here believes Pastor Glover has a deeper dimension of ministry in him? Pastor Glover, would you do me a favor? Would you grab the staff? The name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ. It's just a Thursday night. Was there anyone here that believes our pastor could be promoted into another dimension of anointing and authority just by receiving it? Pastor Glover, you've been a shepherd for many years. I I can't help but feel, Pastor, that God's calling you into a deeper dimension in your ministry. Where you're going to start stepping into the prophetic. Not words of knowledge and not the easy things, but the prophetic anointing where you're going to be able to impart and impact this generation. See, it's the same rod. The rod didn't change in Moses' hand. It was just the office. I'm not saying Pastor Glover's leaving this church. Not at all. But there are anointings that come on us at times when it's God's time, when it's the season, and when God's kingdom needs it. Man, I wish I could say this with more clarity how I feel right now. Let's go ahead and pray. If you guys... Jesus. So with this rod, Moses went to Egypt. It's amazing. Somehow he was able to get into Pharaoh's court. And he said, basically, let my people go. And amazingly enough, the first few times, it didn't impress the Pharaoh at all. He's prophesying, he's doing, operating with this rod of, who knows what all this rod entails. We like to define it, you know, of course we like to define things. Put it in our, in the little box of how, well, this can part the water, and this can hit it on the rock, and it'll work there, and, but this could do anything Moses needed it to do, literally. This church here, it seems like we're just right on the brink. And so we're facing opposition in our personal lives. Would anyone like to prophesy? You know, that is one of the things we have in our hand. As I prophesy, Megan and I are going to be blessed. I prophesy that my health's going to return, that our financial situation is going to be taken care of, that we're going to get our own place, and that we're going to step into that another level and dimension of ministry. That's what I prophesy. I prophesy that I'm going to be much more anointed, that the prophetic's going to flow through me, and that there's going to be many, many signs and wonders that Megan and I experience in our own lives, and that God's going to flow through us, and we're going to live to see my parents blessed. I'm going to live to see my mom and my dad blessed, to see them see fruit for all the years of ministry that they've given. I'm going to live to see that. Does anyone else want to prophesy to their situation? Does anyone else want to prophesy? Come grab this rod. You'll feel the authority, the extra authority. Go ahead.
I will see my children. I will see my children serve God. I will see my sons and my daughters serve God. My grandchildren will look to you, O Lord. You have always been my rock. You have always been for me. I know you, Lord. Your blessings will continue, O Lord. I will share what you have given to me, O Lord, with the young. That you, O Lord, that you will be glorified, O Lord Jesus. That you, O Lord, will be lifted up. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In the power and authority of Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. 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 There's something about grabbing a rod of authority and prophesying. There's something about prophesying to a situation. Greg, can these bones live? There's something about prophesying to situations. It's the power of our voice. The creative power in our voice. Power and life and death is in the tongue. But with the Holy Ghost, we have the power of God who created everything. And so I can look at a mess and I can say, no, it's not that way. We are blessed. We are powerful. We are mighty. And then I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, because that's another one of my weapons. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command it to be so. Who else wants to prophesy to their situation? Grab that rod of authority, Annette. Come on.
I'll let it go to you. 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 I prophesy to the east and to the west, to the north and to the south, the dry bones rise right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that Bernard and Alyssa will serve you. In the name of Jesus. That my children would rise up as warriors for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of fear in my home right now in Jesus' name. I command unity to be in my home right now in Jesus' name. Lord, where the enemy is meant for evil, Lord, I pray it would be turned to good right now in Jesus' name. Yalla, let a cut die, let a cut die, let a cut die, let a cut die.
That there would be a financial wholeness in our home and in our church, Lord, that your gospel would be preached in all the world in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Yes. How powerful is this? Every once in a while, I've been given words. Joshua 1, verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Sister Sharon Inslee gave me that the 21st of September, 2016. And I claim that now in the name of Jesus Christ. Everywhere we tread, we take it in the name of Jesus. We take it for God and his kingdom. In Jesus' name, I walk with authority and power. When I walk in town, the demons are trembling when I walk by. When my kids walk by, they're going to tremble because they know who their daddy is. In Jesus' name. Yes.
There will be a great revival at guests of Azusa Street, and there will be souls come in, many, many souls. My children shall come back to God and serve him with all they have, and my grandchildren too. We will go out and be witnesses for God, Jesus, and we will draw them in from the highways and the byways in Jesus' name.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's something about this rod of authority tonight. There's something about it. You can speak into existence. That's what's not there. That's exercising faith. It's exercising authority. And it's speaking it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I prophesy that my children will continue to walk in truth, yes. That their wives will walk in truth, that they will love this truth, that they will love holiness, that they will teach it to their children. I prophesy that Connect Point in Spokane is going to have revival like they have never experienced. I prophesy that Connect Point will have their own building. They will not have to rent a building. I prophesy that Ketchikan Community Church is going to have unprecedented revival, that they will receive the financial means, that they will buy their own building, And I thank you, Jesus, for the mighty outpouring of your Spirit in Sterling Pentecostal Church. I thank you. And I prophesy that there is going to be a great mass return of backsliders in the community of Sterling and Soldotna and the other areas of the world where they have gone. I prophesy to you that we will see unprecedented revival, revival from areas that we never even dreamed that it would happen. It is going to happen. In the name of Jesus, we will live to see this. It will not be something that will happen after we die. But if we should die, our prayers for our children and the lost will continue to go. And I prophesy great things are happening. It isn't over. This is the beginning.
Yes, let's worship God. Let's thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. In Jesus' name, it's going to happen. Yes, 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 yes. 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 How could one man and his brother, his weak brother, deliver a nation of Israel? Wasn't even a nation at that point. They didn't even know who they were. Deliver them against the most powerful force in the world at that point. How? How's this going to happen? How? What are we? What are we? Are we just? Is this the power of positive thinking, or are we just trying to get a rush, make ourselves feel better? See, only the spiritually discerning even realize what's going on right now. To the people that aren't spiritually in tune, this is stupid. This is foolishness. But this is the power of God at work right now. This is saints of God exercising a few things that they have in their bag. This is David starting to put some stones in his sack going, bring it on, giant. Bring it on, giant. You know what David did? What did he do before he took the giant down? He prophesied. He prophesied to the giant. He told him what was going to happen. And then he went and did it. You wouldn't want to prophesy to a giant? By all means, you can even prophesy to yourself. I can almost guarantee you that this rod, this stick, will never be in this church again. Most likely, this kind of a thing will never happen again. Thank you.
In Jesus' name, I prophesy right now that all my brothers would stay in church, that Bernard would come back in the name of Jesus, that when we walk through a room, the devils would fear and tremble. They would have to leave because they wouldn't be able to stand against us. In Jesus' name, I pray that I can overcome in the name of Jesus, everything that come against me right now, that would be a great man of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, now. Touch our community. That my school would be victorious.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It shall be. It shall be. Yes, it shall be. You know, this wasn't the first time a staff or rod was used with authority. You know, Jacob leaned on his staff, and he claimed Joseph's sons as his own, and it became so. And then he switched their birth order of blessing. This old man, he's leaning on his staff. He switches his arms, and his son Joseph, second command of Egypt, could not move his hands off those boys. He tried to correct him, but there's something about authority. There's something about spiritual authority. It doesn't matter how high you are in the world. You could be second in command of Egypt. You aren't moving those hands, son. There's something about authority. There's something about it. I want someone to exercise it right now. Come on. Come on. I want you to feel what it feels like to grab this. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, Rebecca. Yes. 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 Jacob changed it. He changed things. That's not how it's supposed to go. It is how it went when he spoke it.
Yes. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I speak truth and authority in the name of Jesus in the Bible study at my work, Lord Jesus. I speak souls being harvested and the eyes would be open and the understanding would be there, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that my co-workers would understand and would come to your truth, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, I speak, Lord Jesus. That I would be able to teach and lead by example, but I would be able to teach holiness and submission in the name of Jesus to our young ladies, that I can show them that they do have power in the Holy Ghost through submission. I prophesy that my brother Stephen is going to walk through those doors. And that he will walk in the power and anointing that the Lord has called him to do, Lord. And I speak into our finances and into our health and into my home that there would be freedom in the name of Jesus.
I agree. Let's agree with her. That's going to happen. Yes, we agree with that. That is going to happen. Yes, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, get ready to see Steve walk through those doors. Get ready to see him cruise right up to this altar. Get ready to see him right there, praying back through to the Holy Ghost. Get ready for it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. That is one of our best gifts. Rebecca, that's on the list, submission. I was talking to my brother, and we were considering what God can do with someone without any talent, any skill, any ability, any heritage that submitted. There's no limit to what God can do. There's absolutely no limit. You submit to spiritual authority, you submit to the word, you submit to God, there is nothing that God will not and cannot do through you. That is such a powerful tool. That's something that you have in your hand. Yes, submission. Yes, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know what? You want to know? One of the most powerful prayers you can pray. Now be careful. Depending on who you're sitting by, because we're all fixing to pray it. Because it can mean so much and so many different things, and somehow God's able to figure it out. Jesus! Jesus!
In emergency?
Jesus!
He knows what you need.
Jesus!
Try it!
Jesus! Jesus! Because when I say that, I know I'm fixing to feel something because I walk with him. So I know he's close by. So when I say, scream his name, he goes, it was just after my son was dedicated here. I was sick. I took him home with me. So I forget how old he was then. And he was always active. And I was trying to hang up my coat. The door to the downstairs was open. And this was before they put rails and everything there. So he's a little guy, and he cruises over. And somehow, this is Megan's hearing this for the first time. Somehow, when he got to the doorway, he turned sideways, and he started to roll, and roll fast. There's some prophetic words God's given me about this boy. It's going to be much more powerful than I ever will be. He's got the prophetic anointing on him. I've had men of God tell me that, and I received it. And guess what? I prayed it on my knees also before he was even born. So I know that. He starts rolling, and it's fast. And I just said, Jesus! Jesus! And that second time, I felt an unction. Yeah, I literally felt the anointing of the Holy Ghost just go up my arms. And I watched Jackson going like this to stopping, slowly turning this way. And very, nicely going the rest of the way down the stairs where he was in control. That's the power of that one little prayer. Because when I say it, I know God's right there. I know he's going to discern what I need at that moment, and I know he's going to do it. Do you have that confidence? Amen. You should have that confidence. You can get that confidence. That is the most powerful prayer you can pray. You ladies know that. You guys scream it every time there's brakes are hit in a vehicle. Good night. Amen. It does. It's powerful. You need to realize how powerful it is. We have the right to do that, Thomas. We've been baptized into Christ. We've put on Christ. His name's been applied to our lives. I'm a child of God. I'm an ambassador. I get to use his name as if he was using it. That's why when I speak to something, I have confidence. Not because of me, but because I'm speaking with the name as if he's there. God's given me that ability. And we grow in that. Sister Glover, you don't just start praying for somebody and they're automatically healed. You grow in it. You exercise your faith. You exercise everything. You don't exercise it with your mind. You got to exercise it with your mouth. So right now you'd be exercising boldness, authority, faith, speaking it prophetically. You'd be exercising so many different things right now. If you'd come up and grab this rod. Pastor Glover, Thomas wants to. Pastor Thomas wants to. Keeps looking at you.
Thank you, Jesus. I prophesy to
I prophesy to the 2 years that I will be in the church. I prophesy to the 2 years. Oh, my word. Ooh, I feel weak in my body. I prophesy to the 2 years that I'm in this church. I prophesy that I will be powerfully used by God and that the anointing of God will fall upon me. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that I'll be used in the anointing in the ministry.
Yes.
In the anointing in the ministry of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that my foundation will be built in this church. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that I'll be powerfully used by God. Thank you, Jesus. I prophesy in the name of Jesus of Nazareth that my... I prophesy to my grandkids and to my kids' kids that they will be used by God and they will be anointed in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I prophesy that I will be used and that I'll have a relationship with the Father like no man. And I prophesy the anointing of Moshe upon me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I prophesy the anointing upon me and the will of God upon my life. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I prophesy it upon me. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy the rod in my hand. I prophesy the rod of Moses upon my hand. Marabuho shiata mayaki, marabuho shamahati atono yaki, mahasiano no yaki atono ya, marabuho shina mayaki atono raba no ma, maya no na yaki atono raba haya, shano no roba hasi kara mahai waro mahashiki ya. Mono mahasika mahaki nakaramoroko shai. I prophesy to the foundation that will be built on truth and stable ground. I prophesy to the foundation of my truth and who I am and everything that I am that will be built on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that I will be built upon the name of Jesus Christ.
We're believing with everyone that's prophesying. We're agreeing. We're two or three. That makes it a law in the book of in the Old Testament, New Testament. Mouth of two or three. So we agree and we say that's going to happen. Want me to hold this for you?
Sure. Either one. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, my brother will come back.
Yes.
I prophesy that there will be healing in my house. There'll be peace and victory in the name of Jesus. I read these scriptures in Isaiah. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring forth thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. I prophesy that in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For whatever reason, God seemed fit to put us through this, these kinds of training classes, if you will, for a reason. So we'll be doing this outside these walls, Thomas. Pastor Glover at Share Group talking about how we were going to win the lost, how we were going to show them Jesus. Well, when we prophesy and things come true, that's going to be a big indicator also. Amen. Jordan. Amy. It's okay. Greg, I prophesy that the Lord's going to use you mightily. Hold on to that. I prophesy that the word that God's put in you, he's going to begin to flow through you, and that you're going to be used mightily in the miraculous. You have an unshakable faith on Jesus Christ, and he's going to start showing you what he's going to do through you. So you won't only just believe in the power of Jesus, you're also going to believe that God can work through you powerfully in a mighty way in the name of Jesus Christ. Greg, you are going to be mightily used in the gifts of the Spirit. Greg, God's going to use you to speak forth things into existence in Jesus' name. Greg, God's going to use you to bring your father in Jesus' name. George Frenchie will come here in Jesus' name, Greg. In Jesus' name.